Mini episode 184 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by DOU Productions, delivering coverage of sports and pop culture through columns, live blogs, and original videos. Follow them on the web at generationshatter.blogspot.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 184, as we are breaking down part 4 of our NFC East preview in the FDH Lounge. Rick Morris and Kyle Lawson, and again, a little bit on the numbers here. 184, making you think a little bit of 1984. Drew Kirkpatrick speaking at the Republican National Convention of the San Francisco Democrats.
Oh,
of that
year.
And as dismissively as she spoke of the San Francisco Democrats, so too will I be speaking dismissively of the San Francisco 49ers. But we'll get to our disagreement on the division winner later on, because we don't have a consensus here. It's a real free-for-all on what you and I think of this division. Finally, some dissension between
us. I was going to say, through seven divisions so far, we've agreed six times on the division winner.
Yep.
And it's that's a lie. Five. The NFC North, or the AFC North.
Yeah.
You went with Baltimore, I went with Pittsburgh. And then the West, I was Kansas City, but it was kind of close. And I had Kansas City, you had San Diego in the West.
And both Wests, which are real dumpster fires in their conferences, that's where we're getting a lot of this disagreement here. We're not even, in this case, agreeing on who comes last. In the AFC West, we could at least agree
it was
Oakland.
Okay, so I'll tell you who I think is just heading for a heartbreak is your boy Wiz.
Okay.
In Arizona. No, I'll tell you what. The Pitt already having won a Super Bowl, by the way, beating your boy Wiz. The Steelers, the great visionary Dan Rooney that he is, has proven to the world he made the great decision to go outside the box, not hire from within. Be a visionary. Go with Mike Tomlin, where your boy Ken Whisenhunt has been, you know, waiting for the senior prom to make his decision at quarterback this year. And I'll tell you what, people are pointing to Michael Floyd freeing up Larry Fitzgerald. Their offensive line stinks, Arizona. And the quarter, whoever plays quarterback, and because I think he's going to flip-flop 800 times during the year between Skelton and Cobb, is going to get killed.
Well, even if he does flip-flop like your boy John Kerry, a quarterback, I think it's anything but proven that Ken Whisenhunt couldn't have done that in Pittsburgh. I think that's a real agree-to-disagree situation.
I guess so, but I mean, look, he's got, obviously it's a tough – when you're choosing between John Skelton and Kevin Cobb as your quarterback –
yeah.
You know, you have the old adage, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't really have any. I mean, it's never
been Obama and Mitt Romney comes to mind.
I mean, it's never been more apropos than it is here in the desert. And for me, having a really good quarterback doesn't guarantee you a division title, doesn't guarantee you a Super Bowl. But having no good quarterback, having a bad quarterback, definitely guarantees you a bad finish. And if you look at the teams I picked to finish in last place in every division, it's the team that I think has the worst quarterback situation. And I think, in the case of the NFC West, Arizona's got the worst quarterback situation by far. And that's why I've got them 5-11 and in last place.
I'm going to say that they're a third-place team and muddle to a 7-9 finish. The one thing I will say, I'm gonna take the heat off.
I love them under seven, by the way.
Okay.
That's my fifth futures recommendation.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to put it right at seven. The thing I'm going to say in defense of Coach Wiz is when they made it to the Super Bowl, the Bidwells then remembered that they were the Bidwells. And they have let good players go since then. They have refused to go out and get good players from other teams. The things that they did that were contrary to decades and decades and decades of their ownership, they have since gotten away from. They're resting on the laurels of one hot January where they went on a Super Bowl run, and they've milked that already far longer than they should have tried to do. My last place team in the division at 5-11, and they may not even... they're still thin and talented in a number of places, but they're getting better in a number of positions. And Jeff Fisher, I don't think, is ever going to coach a team worse than 5-11, even if they're at their trough point. And by the way, too, and if I were them, I wouldn't have fired Steve Spagnuolo, but that's another matter for another day. 5-11 is where I'm going to put them. I think that this is the year that Sam Bradford stays healthy, can get some good things done. Still doesn't have enough weapons offensively there, but they're on their way, and I think, you know, in 3 years could have something really pretty good. But I still think they're close to their trough.
Yeah, I mean, last year was a disaster. They were awful last year. I mean, the Rams were really bad. Consider that they played in what, even though the Niners were really good.
Yeah.
This is usually considered the worst division in the league. Has been for several years.
Yeah.
The Rams last year only won 2 games. They were outscored 407-193
yeah.
for the year. Last in the league in scoring at 12.1 points per game. 31st in total yardage, worst on third downs, really just a terrible team to bet on, too. 2-11 against the number last 13 NFC games, 1-9 ATS the last 10 road games.
But other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
Yeah, yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize I'd be making you lose your shiznit quite to that degree. It was probably using the antiquated voice there that I did as I tried to go for the 19th century effect.
So, in other words, the Rams weren't good last year. But they had a lot of injuries. With Fisher, he'll bring them to respectability. But to me, I got them right at what Vegas says, 6 wins.
Okay, I'm saying 5.
I think they'll be improved. I don't know why I think they'll be that improved.
Well, again...
They just keep getting worse to me.
No, that's true. That's true. And the weapons are starting to get a little bit better. They probably should have tried to put themselves in position in the draft to go after a Justin Blackmon or somebody.
Agreed.
You know, didn't do that. And, you know, they're going to try and coast with the likes of Danny Areola and the rest of what they had previously. So,
If you put Bradford on the Cardinals, they'd be a pretty good team.
They're 9-7.
And... if you put the Cardinals quarterback situation on the Rams, oh, good Lord.
1 win.
I mean, I guess Sam Bradford, am I putting too much stock in him?
Sam Bradford's a really good quarterback.
Okay.
I mean, he has to prove that he is still potentially great. He has to prove that he still has the upside of, say, Matthew Stafford or somebody, but he's really good. The two teams at the top of the division, again, if we haven't mentioned them yet, then that shows you where our disagreement lies on winning the division. Again, this is a thing where I get undermined on these coaches' decisions because I'm sticking with decisions I made before the quarterback the controversies were settled. In Tennessee, I'm queasy about picking the Titans with Jake Locker at quarterback, but I'm going to stick with them. In the West, I'm really queasy about sticking with Seattle because Matt Flynn is the obvious move at quarterback, notwithstanding a good preseason for Russell Wilson, but... you know, they may have something they can ride in him for a little bit of time here. Russell Wilson is at least going to have the soft landing of an easy division to play in here. I'm going to stick with them at 9-7. I also got San Fran at 9-7. We're getting aced out on the tiebreaker.
See, you brought up... here's the thing. Regression, fans of mean regression, which we've talked about ad nauseum during this little preview, really are anti-49ers. I think they're too anti-49ers. They have a long perch to drop from. They went 13-3 last year.
Yeah.
They'll drop to 10-6, and I think still win this bad division. I'm not about drinking the Seahawks Kool-Aid at all, and I'm going to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
You referenced my opinion on coaching, I believe, when we previewed the NFC North.
Coach him up, Pete.
Jim Harbaugh is the best coach in this group. Fisher is second, but he's a less talented cast to work with. And my least favorite coach out of this group is your boy Coach Him Up Pete. If before he made the surprise decision to go with Russell Wilson over Matt Flynn, I didn't like Coach Him Up Pete. So he goes with an outside-the-box opinion. I didn't like Coach Him Up Pete. I am therefore inclined to believe that he is making the wrong decision.
Okay.
So that's why I don't think Seattle contends. 49ers, too much talent. I think Jim Harbaugh... I don't think there's ever been a more easy-to-pick Coach of the Year award than it was last year. What he did with this team was unbelievable.
Right.
I mean, you thought with the truncated camp he wasn't going to be able to do it, but look, he turned Stanford from a nothing into a perennial power, granted he had Andrew Luck. His tenure coincided with Luck's arrival in Palo Alto. I just
think they probably greased the admission
standards. Yeah, okay. Well, he seems like a smart fella, Andrew Luck. But I think the Niners win this thing in a walk, but they are not going to be as good as next year. They overachieved drastically last year. They will not reach that this year.
All right. Well, that takes us to you see them as being a playoff team, but not necessarily doing much when they get there, correct? How do you see the NFC playoffs shaking out?
All right. My four division winners to recap: Philadelphia, Green Bay, Atlanta, and San Francisco.
Okay.
I've got your teams getting by as Green Bay and Philadelphia. My two wild card teams are Chicago and Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, wild card teams have, you know, have produced a Super Bowl entrant. You know, who knows how many straight years, but it's been a lot. And I see that trend happening again. See the Chicago Bears not winning a division, but making a run and paying the Packers back for 2 years ago in the NFC Championship game. They'll go to Lambeau. They'll upset the Packers in the NFC Championship game. Chicago over Green Bay in my NFC Championship.
Is it
going to
be Caleb Haney with the unfinished business, Kyle Ross?
No, no. Okay. I will not rip my white T-shirt by the way. But, so that's how I've got that. I've got Chicago over Green Bay. I have the 49ers and Panthers out in the wild card round. I'm not going to give ghost seedings and say this team will play this team like you probably will. But I've got the final four as Philly in Atlanta losing the divisional round to Green Bay and Chicago. And then let's go with Chicago and Green Bay.
Okay. Here's what I got. I got, again, the same two teams getting byes. Green Bay 1, Philly 2. And here's how I see it shaking out from there. Number 3, Atlanta over number 6, Chicago. And number 5, New York Giants going to Seattle. Number 4, that's one where a road team could be a double-digit favorite in the playoffs, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I see that shaking out that way, Giants winning that game. Second round, Green Bay at home in the rematch of the century, getting revenge over the number 5 Giants in the matchup of the last two Super Bowl champions. Number 2, Philadelphia over number 3, Atlanta in the Michael Vick Bowl in the NFC Championship. Yes, Green Bay over Philadelphia. And my Super Bowl pick, I teased it in a previous mini episode. I'm a big fan of the every other year theory. I tend to go with this a lot. The fact that I went with Green Bay to repeat last year is unusual. I have, if you look over the last decade, I a lot of times default to the team that won it 2 years ago, and I'm going to do that again here. Green Bay over Houston in the Super Bowl, and I think it could be an all-time great. It's two teams very balanced and excellent on both sides of the football. Should be a classic. Pack over Texans in the Super Bowl in New Orleans. Book it.
I've got the Houston Texans
winning
the Super Bowl over the Chicago Bears.
Wow.
The Houston Texans are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Okay.
I've got the Houston Texans winning. It's funny because the last couple of years I've said how much better the AFC is, but the NFC team wins the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Reverse this year. I'm going Houston Texans to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, much better depth in the NFC, no question about it. And, again, a short little jaunt for Houston and their fan base to get to New Orleans for the Super Bowl. Chicago, as we all remember, that's where the 85 Bears won the Super Bowl in 86 in New Orleans. So you're seeing a different outcome for any of those bratwurst-stuffing fans making their way down to the Mississippi River to New Orleans this time.
I guess I do. I didn't think of it that way. But, yeah. That's the way I do. I just think Houston is just the clear, the easiest pick to win a division, easiest pick to win a conference. I really believe in this team.
All right. Well, we made you wait until the end of our 8 divisional mini episodes here, going through to learn who we're picking for this. We hope that none of you chose to go the spoiler route and fast forward ahead here to the end of the last one here. You're saying Houston, I'm saying Green Bay, and it will be a great Super Bowl either way in 2013.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Timeout Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Paper Mate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.